Hey, this is Jason Deardorff. You're listening to the Infield Singles Podcast. Screw you.
I'm honored to be in Brock amongst probably the coolest crew at Cedarville.
That's right. You know, just know that this is the best podcast and the best quality podcast.
This is the best thing I've done all week. Beautiful morning. Get a summer morning, babe.
Nothing in the water. Welcome to episode 11 of your Infield Singles Podcast. We almost have the full crew this evening. Joined with me is Tad McKenna, Josh Wells, Chase Screwitt, and Spencer Urban is out this evening working on a project, so he says. We'll see if he pops in here in a second. Who knows? But we got a fun episode for you folks at home this evening. We have Cedarville baseball stud Riley Landrum on later. Kind of talks about the baseball season a little bit. Talks about some hunting and fishing and all kinds of good stuff. So without further ado, how's everyone doing?
Good.
Doing good?
Sure.
Election season was upon us. It came and went. Thank goodness it went. We had a local stud, Mike DeWine. He is from Cedarville, I guess.
So we're calling our governor a stud now?
He is a stud. He's from Cedarville, and that makes him a stud. Mm-hmm. Chase is personal friends with him. Why don't you... talk a little bit about that, Chase.
We're not. And that's the end of that.
You ever meet him before?
I can't remember if I met him. I don't think so. I've been within 10 feet of him, though.
All right. Wow. Let's get the man a sticker.
I can't remember. Because we had, like, a cross-country, like... No, we had a basketball dinner at his house once. But I can't remember. I met his wife.
So let the record show, Chase ate dinner at this man's house and didn't say a word to him.
There were like 40 people, 40, 50 people there.
He's our governor now, Chase. You could have went up and said hi.
Gosh. I don't remember. That was so long ago.
All right. So go back to Chase here, our local weatherman. What's the weather looking like this upcoming week? Some big stuff coming next week.
Very cold, but it might snow, which is great.
Why is it great?
Because snow's awesome. It's like rain, except it doesn't suck. It just covers the ground in white, puffy, soft
happiness.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And when snow comes, it means Christmas is near.
Yeah.
And we are officially in Christmas season, depending on who you ask.
My view is we are not in Christmas season, Michael.
Well, yeah, there you go. We're not in Christmas season. I guess it's set.
Do you think we're in Christmas season, Michael?
I like to ease. Like right now is when I'm like getting my feet wet in the Christmas season. Got some Christmas playlists queued up. Listen to maybe one or two songs a night. Kind of get you in that mood. Christmas light season. So where there's snow, there's Christmas season. And where there's Christmas season, there's Christmas lights season. And that, my friends, is what we all live for.
The Clifton Mill already has all their lights up.
Facts.
In case you couldn't hear Chase just now, Chase said the cultivation of cuffing season is Christmas lights for Michael. But Michael said he eased into Christmas, and he told me the other day that he already made his Christmas playlist, like the other day. So I went into his Spotify, looked at his Christmas playlist, and the date on all of his Christmas playlists was September 27th. So he is easing himself in. He's easing his way in, but
I've been easing for a while.
He's been going hard in the paint since September 27th.
It's like, you know how going back to our first episode with cuffing season, like you have scouting season. So for my Christmas playlist, I had my scouting season, which was back in September. Did my work early. I was the most prepared. I'm the most prepared Christmas fan there is. Peyton Manning said he might not be the most talented, but he was always the most prepared. So I might be the Peyton Manning of Christmas music. And it will all culminate in one grand Christmas season, as I will be far more prepared than the rest.
There you go.
I feel like Christmas is after Thanksgiving.
Breaking news, Christmas is after Thanksgiving.
Facts. Oh, big week for Cedarville sports. Our buddy Zach Williams, who's in the hall, he works with the basketball team, and the basketball team played Akron. And if you're tracking along with me, Akron's a D1 school. So the game was on ESPN3. We saw our boy Zach on the TV multiple times. Fun fact for you who are not in the hall. We went to a thrift store that week, and Zach picked up a fresh jacket, some fresh pants, and we turn on the TV, and what is Zach wearing to this basketball game that's being televised nationally? He's wearing $5 worth of clothes. That man looked so good, though. He looked so fly at the end of that bench.
He epitomizes Macklemore's thrift shop song.
That's right. Yeah.
Green and navy plaid, dusted with many little spots of lint, have never looked so good on national television. And by national, I mean ESPN3, which is essentially the Ocho.
Yeah.
It was online, though, for all people to view. Especially if you use Logan's dad's login. Anybody can watch ESPN3 on there.
Why don't you just throw out the username and password? Well, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Everyone uses it anyway.
Also in the game was one of our former guests, Baby Q, Quentin Green. He played.
Yeah, Quentin got his first taste of college action. He was in there, put up some shots. The game went pretty well the first half, but in the end, it wasn't Cedarville's night. But we've been ensured that there will be many wins to come this season, and we are looking forward to it.
There were many glimmers of hope. We were completely disappointed.
Yes, and speaking of glimmers of hope, when we have Riley on later, he's going to do what Kevin couldn't do and back up why the baseball team is going to be good this year. So that's exciting. We might have two good sports teams that weren't good before. So hopefully that goes well. Yeah, yay for them. With that, we'll send it on over to our interview with Riley. But first, a short message from our sponsors.
I'm Doug LaDouche, and I approve this ad. You know, a lot of politicians dodge the tough questions and give vague or evasive answers about their positions. Not me, Doug LaDouche. When asked if I have a plan for our economy, I answered clearly and directly, yes, I do. When asked what I would do about the deficit, unlike my opponent, I stated emphatically that I would fix it. And finally, when asked if I had a plan to end unemployment, I said, you bet I do. We all know there's a lot of work to do in Washington. So in November, vote for me, Doug LaDouche, and give me a job. I'm Doug LaDouche, and remember, kids stay in school, otherwise you have to work.
Paid for by the Doug LaDouche for Congress Committee.
Astro. Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it.
Welcome back to week 11 of the Infield Singles podcast. We're here with Cedarville baseball superstar Riley Landrum. He is the self-proclaimed, probably team-proclaimed DJ of the baseball team. So all of you out there looking for some sick beats to listen to, I'm sure you could hit up Riley for that. But Riley, it's good to have you here in the Brock Freeback studio tonight. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, guys. Glad to be here. Heard a lot about you from Kevin Zhang, the chauchiest freshman on our team right now. So I'm just ready to see what it's all about.
Yeah, well, he brought you up in the podcast last week. I believe he said he gets a lot of advice from you. Then we asked him what advice he gets from you, and he said he doesn't get any advice from you.
Okay.
So not sure what that's about, but...
Yeah, I think that's just a Canadian thing. He just really doesn't know what he's talking about half the time, so...
Yeah.
There's a language barrier there.
Yeah, big language barrier on more ways than one with Kevin, if you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we tease him all the time that, you know, if stuff's in English, we say, oh, can you read that? Do they read English in Canada, you know, but...
Yeah, kid's an idiot.
That's probably the best way to put it. Yeah. All right, so like we said, you're on the baseball team, and we were kind of asking Kevin some of this. Like, the baseball team's had some rough years in the past few years, and while we're talking to Kevin, we're, like, trying to, like telling him, like, hype it up, like, what do we have to look forward to? And he took that as us, like, bashing the baseball team.
Oh, no.
But, so, I mean, you're much smarter, obviously, from, like, the 2 minutes we talked to you. We can tell, exactly. America's better than Canada, it's a fact. Your intro to the podcast, I guess. What do we have to look forward to this baseball season? What's going to be the big reason for the turnaround this year? Because we're all expecting
it. Yeah, of course. The turnaround, you know, after you have a year like last year, I think it needs to be expected. or you pretty much just need to like get rid of the team because it has to change. Last year was tough. We're going to be healthy this year, which is a big thing. We had like 6 to 8 guys out with surgeries last year, broken jaw, torn UCL, a couple elbow surgeries other than that. So we're going to be healthy. Our lineup right now, I would say, is like honestly the best that I've seen since I've been here. Not just saying that for the podcast, like that's facts. It looks really good. And we got a new pitching coach who has already been working with the pitchers a ton, like twice a week, one-on-ones. Really making a lot of changes there, so I think that'll be big. So, yeah, like I said, it's kind of you can only go up from last year. So I think that's some things to look forward to there.
Yeah, speaking of injuries, I heard someone got pelted with a line drive in the face last year.
Yeah.
Kind of broke their face.
Yeah, broke his face. Eli Sanchez, third baseman in the dugout, goes right past my face. I, of course, get out of the way because I'm not taking that smoke. Hits him right in the jaw.
You're a smart American.
Because I'm a smart American, yeah. Sanchez, yeah. He was not smart enough to get out of the way. He wore it, yeah. But it was awful, yeah. He, like, broke his jaw, and he was out for the rest of the year. That was on our way back up from Florida.
Jeez.
So he played in, like, 6 games, and he was toast.
All right. Because, yeah, like, a lot of people, like, when they – I mean, the baseball team takes a lot of heat.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever we hear it, we're always defend the baseball team. Because,
yeah.
Like,
love
that. You realize, like, the entire lineup was, like, hurt, it seemed
yeah.
like. So it's like you have – pitchers playing field positions that maybe they're not familiar with.
Yeah, we had out of the 9 guys obviously that play, we had a 1 guy in their normal position going into our last weekend series. So you're playing with 8 pitchers in the field, which anybody that knows anything, that just doesn't happen in
yeah,
college.
Right.
So that was tough.
Speaking of stud baseball players, Slim Jim Noah Schleinitz was from our hall last year. He stepped up big last year.
Yeah, Slim Jim Noah Schleinitz. Yeah, he started off the season really well. He actually had a good year overall. He was really solid for us, especially as a freshman. I think he had 4 wins last year on the mound, which, I mean, that doesn't sound like a ton, but when you look at our record last year, that's like basically 45% of our wins. And that's not making a joke. That's actually facts.
Right.
So yeah, he did really good. I expect him to be a weekend guy, maybe a 2 or 3 this year. Probably throw that 7-inning game, but a kid that can go 4 2/3, 5 2/3 innings, so the bullpen can kind of take a break. But he's a goofball, but he can pitch.
Then another Brock 3 back alumni, Bryce Hughes.
Yeah, speaking of goofballs.
Yeah, speaking of big goofballs.
Good intro to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce Hughes, yeah. He's a Bryce Hughes.
Yeah.
No, all jokes aside, Bryce he's probably one of the best athletes I've played with. Great in the weight room. Kid can just move some freaking weight and can fly out there. So yeah. I expect him to have a pretty good year. He did pretty well last year. I think he batted right around 300. Don't fact check me. Might be a little low.
No, we never do.
High. Yeah, good. Love that. He batted about 350 then and had a couple bombs. But, yeah, I think he'll do really well this year, especially after having a year of experience for us. So, like having him in the outfield for sure.
I see you're wearing some nice Jordan 11s there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you consider yourself a pretty big sneakerhead?
So, right now, this was a phase of life, like right after high school, like that summer going into freshman year of college, I probably bought like 10 pairs of shoes, spent a lot of grad money, a lot of summer work money, and now we've kind of phased out of it a little bit, so I'm kind of like in retirement, I guess, in remission, but I would love to get back on that sneaker grind.
Sure. So Cedarville, they're still sponsored by Under Armour for sports, right?
Facts, yes.
Okay, so would you prefer they were sponsored by Jordan? Would you get some of those custom Jordan cleats that
absolutely.
I see? See, Dexter Fowler's always wearing some nice Jordans.
David Price,
oh, yeah.
Mookie, Marcus Stroman used to be with them. Yeah, dude. I am a big fan of Nike. Kind of hate that we're Under Armour, but not a knock on the school. Like, we don't get enough free gear anyways to really, like, make me that upset about it because we have to buy half our stuff. So, yeah, I would love Jordan, though.
Yeah, so if you're listening, administration, if we could bump up the perks for the athletes, that'd be real nice.
Yeah, just a little. Dr. White's a big fan of the program.
Or he will be, yeah.
After this podcast, he's going to be tuning in every week.
That's right.
He's coming eventually.
Yeah.
All the bookstore stuff's Nike.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. What's up with that? They're blue balling us out there.
So I was kind of giving you a little warning beforehand that I did my background research, which basically means I stalked your Twitter.
That's terrifying.
Well, you got to do
it. Give me a follow?
On the personal account, it depends how the interview goes, but yeah,
okay.
our podcast account.
I respect that.
We hit you with a follow.
Absolutely.
But a few things I came across. All right, so, oh yeah, what do you need to give a quick promotion?
Oh, yeah, plug for the Twitter. I think it's just at Riley Landrum, capital R, capital L. Instagram is the same also. And yeah, that's all you guys need to know.
There you go.
Yeah, no Snapchat.
All right, but like I was saying, I was doing my background research, and I saw towards the end of the semester last year, you put hashtag good thoughts, good grades. I think all the people at home are wondering how did that turn out for you.
I think we could have had a couple more good thoughts, but overall the semester was a success. We got to move on to the next one, and really that's all you can ask for, because C's get degrees.
There you go.
So
which one, the Bills or Shuler's?
Oh, dude. Shoot. Big Bills fan. I think I went with Bills that day, yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Pro Stratus, Mr. Kevin Schleinitz, for the donuts that day.
Kevin Schleinitz, also a big fan of the program.
Yeah, huge fan of the program.
He shake his hand every Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday morning in Southgate.
Great freaking guy.
Another one, March 18th, he tweeted, trust your, we think it's a spelling error, walk ethic. Assuming it was work ethic.
Did I actually say that?
Yeah, but it just begs the question, what is a walk ethic?
Man, that wasn't a typo. I actually meant to say that. Walk ethic is just trust where you're going. You know, you're walking there on purpose. You know, it's not a mistake. So I'm going to stick with that not being a typo. I meant to say that. And you just got to figure out where you're walking and really just trust that walk.
Yeah, and see, I read that, took that the other way. I just finished Moneyball a couple months ago. You know, they're big on walks in there. So I figured you were riding the Moneyball train, you know?
Yeah.
I figured we were turning this program around just like Billy Beane style.
Yeah, Billy Beane style is what's going to happen this year on the diamond, too. So that's a great tweet, actually, to bring up, you know, plug for the baseball team this year.
There we go.
Good research.
Spin that one up, Tom.
Heard it here first. Cedarville has adapted Moneyball. And then the last tweet I got out of the million on there, I guess it's kind of a big debate these days with, like, once Halloween's officially over.
Oh, yeah.
Some people say Christmas season.
Yeah.
I see four straight tweets where you mentioned Christmas season. Don't want Christmas season to end. Merry Christmas Eve. Elf is on. Actually, the other tweet was just a reply to some random guy. But there's three tweets about Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you a big Christmas guy?
What can I get a date on this?
December 23rd, December 23rd, December 21st.
Wow. First off, I need to chill on the tweeting. I think we can all. That was probably too many tweets.
24.9K, but who's counting? You know?
Yeah, who's counting? Not me or Twitter. I would say that I become Christmas. Yeah, Christmas guy. Like the day after, like after I finish my Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving is dead and gone. Like, get that out of here. Give me my presents. Give me my lights. Give me my tree. I'm ready to go for Christmas at that point.
So you're not one of those, quote, crazy people who just go balls to the walls.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, not for that. No, no. I want my food first. I'm going to be thankful for that meal.
There we go.
But as soon as that meal's over, it's dead and gone.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other tweets here I see you've adapted Kevin's Wagwan semantics. Every time I heard that for like the first week, I thought he was saying Rogue One, so I would just reply Rogue One, and it didn't make any sense to me. It probably didn't make any sense to him, but you want to explain what Wagwan is?
Or? Yeah, so again, not from Canada, not gonna say I'm a huge fan, yes or no, of Canada, but I mean, thanks to Kevin, now I say this stupid saying, so shout out to Canada, I guess, for that. I think Wagwan means, like, what's up? So instead of just saying, like, what's up, I would say Wagwan. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
I've
come to realize, I think that it's, like, if you're saying what's going on really fast, Wagwan, what's going on?
What's going on?
I think that might be what it is, but then again, it's those Canadians, so you never know.
Can't trust anybody north of the border, man.
Yeah. Although Canada, they had Jamie Donaldson for a while, and Cardinals are looking at him. I know you're a big Cardinals fan.
Yeah, big Cardinals fan. Shout out Mike Myers. I think he's number 59 for the Cardinals. I know him. He would not shout me out, but I'll shout him out. It's fine. So if you're watching a game, he's in the bullpen. But yeah, big Cardinals fan over here. And Blue Jays, actually. I knock Canada a lot, and Kevin's an idiot, but I'd like Marcus Stroman, and he pitches for Toronto. So what are you going to do?
So you say Mike Myers. The first thing I think of is Michael Myers, the guy with the knife. But I imagine those are two completely different people.
Different people, yeah. Last name spelled differently. Both pretty crazy, I think, but for different reasons.
There you go.
One's a killer. One's a killer on the mound.
Ew.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, bars. I like that. It was great.
So I guess while we have you seen the new Halloween movie?
Dude, I haven't. I wanted to. I was actually talking to Bryce Hughes about it like 10 minutes ago, though.
Well, there's a date night for you. You want Bryce go get it?
Yeah, I'll take somebody else on a date, but I don't know if it'll be Bryce.
Fair enough. But yeah, me and the co-host Josh Wells here, we went and watched it the other night. And
nice. Mm-hmm. How was it, Josh?
I'm not much of a scary movie guy, and it was definitely a scary movie.
Yeah.
A bit realistic.
Really?
Just a random guy walking around could actually happen, so
yeah.
not a big fan of that, but
gotcha.
Well, at least you and Michael were there by yourselves together to, embrace each other in case things went south.
Yeah, I wish that was the case.
Was there some embracing and going south or what?
There was more like arm grabbing and nails being dug into my arm.
From Michael?
No, not from Michael.
Oh, from who then?
Ellie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, man.
All right, moving on. And I say moving on, I got nowhere to move on to.
Just trust that walk ethic, man.
The walk ethic. Even though it's spelled W-O-K.
Gosh, I hate that.
You gotta walk the walk and talk the talk.
Oh, did I tweet that too?
No, I just
I wouldn't doubt that. I'll probably tweet that within the next 6 months, though.
So we were asking you beforehand what's something you could rant on.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this election season, but probably not for the reason that a lot of people would think.
Yeah, not at all.
So what's really grinding your gears about this
election? Yeah, I just I see all these tweets about people getting like super butthurt about the election, and I don't know if they voted or not, but I'm just interested. They're all politicians now. So that just needs to relax. They need to take a chill pill. I'm getting retweets and like calling the president and blank an idiot and stuff, and people are just getting mad, and it's just not going to change anything. So just kind of disappointed in the people I follow, honestly, I guess is the right answer.
It's kind of like every spring how all these Patriots fans just crawl out of the walls. Every November you get all these Twitter people that just all of a sudden they're advisors to the president, or they're, you know, the head of the campaign for the other side. So
yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah,
if I wanted to follow them, I'd follow more politicians, and I'm gonna unfollow people who aren't politicians now. So
there we go. So yeah, we just gave your Twitter a shout out, but if you're all about the politics on Twitter, don't even come close.
Yeah, just keep it away. We don't need that. We don't need that smoke.
Oh, I had something else. Oh, did you vote?
I voted in the presidential election.
Yeah. Fair enough. Works for me.
But that's also why, because I didn't do a good job of that, so I have not said anything pro or negative.
There you go.
Because I did not do my job as well as I could have as an American. Kind of disappointed myself, so I'm not going to throw smoke out there.
That's all right. You're owning up to it.
Yeah, facts.
Responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to take the baseball team forward.
Yes. Owning up. That and that walk ethic.
The walk ethic. Moneyball, baby.
Billy Bean. He's back.
See, are you a big, would you consider yourself a big outdoors guy?
Oh, dude. Huge. Huge outdoors guy.
Hunter, fisher, what do you got? Gatherer?
Both. Yeah, not a gatherer. I mean, unless I have to.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Apocalyptics and everything like that. But a big hunter, fisherman, yeah, absolutely.
So your ideal day would start what, out in the water early morning or out in the tree stand?
What time of year are we at right now?
You tell me.
November.
Well, we're in November.
Yeah.
Definitely hunting then.
Okay. Bow, gun. Yeah. I don't know what the seasons are. Okay.
Yeah. Bow hunting right now. Bow season's in right now. So over Thanksgiving break, probably just gonna hunt twice every day. Hopefully get something. But yeah, in the summer, actually, like what I was doing this summer is I got up at like 5 every morning. Not every morning, when I had free chance.
No, you can say every morning.
Yeah, every morning. Yeah. Every morning at 5
a.m. You were out there grinding.
Yeah, we were trying to get that work in. Just take the boat out just by myself and go fishing for 3 or 4 hours and come back, take a nap, start the day. But yeah, big outdoors fan.
I would consider myself an outdoors guy. I'm not big.
I see the shirt.
Well, yeah, this was like $2 at Kohl's.
Oh, but, that's a great deal.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I would have paid like 20.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom bought it, so. Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, I bought it for 50. I'll sell it to you for 20.
30 and you got a deal.
All right, sure. We'll work out the deal afterwards. Yeah, but so like what's the biggest catch you've ever got, or like the biggest animal you've ever taken down?
Yeah, so biggest catch was this summer, caught 4-pound bass largemouth with my dad. That was pretty fun. Actually, on my birthday weekend. So that was great. And then last year I killed like 125, 130-inch buck nine-pointer. So
wow.
Yeah, nothing like Mitchell Kramer. Shout out to Mitchell Kramer if you don't know him. Kid kills some massive deer. So if you're into that, check his Instagram out.
So if Dr. White were to approach you and ask you to go bear hunting or elk hunting or bison hunting, you'd probably be all about that?
I would say, let's do it, Dr. Thomas.
All right.
Let's do it right now.
Dr. Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, Dr. White, if you're listening.
We want you on the show. Yeah, we want to go hunting with you.
You've been playing video games with people in Brock. You might as well go hunting.
Take us on some trips. Let's do this.
I was just wondering, of all the animals to hunt, which one would be the one that you would want to go after the most?
Bucket list animal?
Yeah.
Oof. I would say either elk slash black or grizzly bear. Those two are tied up top.
My dad actually went elk hunting.
Really?
He got one. It was a couple of years ago.
No way. That's awesome.
For like a year and a half.
Yeah. My dad has went hunting like 3 or 4 times for elk. Never got one.
Really?
So yeah, it's a bucket list thing.
So you say you're from Ohio?
Yeah, dude. OH.
I-O. So I'm assuming big Buckeyes guy.
Dude, big Buckeyes guy.
What about
South Columbus?
Let's see. Calves?
I'm going to be honest.
I go where LeBron goes. I wouldn't say I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm a LeBron fan. Okay. So.
Respect. Hey, at least you own up to it.
Yeah, I'm owning up to everything tonight. The tweets, the election, everything.
Just an open setting.
Open setting. I'm an open book, guys.
What you say in here stays in here.
Yeah, it doesn't go in. No one's going to hear this. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, 10 people will, but
So let's see, LeBron or MJ? This is like a precursor to our speed round. I'll let you think about this one a little more than the speed round question.
Wow, that's a really tough one. Are we going with overall basketball player or overall just like I guess like
athlete? Greatest of all time? Which one's greatest of all time?
It's tough to go against MJ, but I don't know if MJ could have done what LeBron's doing with the crappy teams now. Because my man LeBron, he took. Well, what, that year when Kyrie got hurt, Kevin Love got hurt? I don't even know who our second best player at that point was.
Dellavedova?
Yeah, Dellavedova. No, he's a trash can. Like, he needs to just retire. I don't even know if he's in the league anymore.
He's probably in the Bucks. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Irrelevant.
He's irrelevant. His career's over. LeBron made Dellavedova. When you look at MJ, he had Pippen. He had Rodman. Those are Hall of Famers. Dellavedova ain't no Hall of Famer, not even in Australia. So, and that's where he's from. I don't even know where he's from. He's not American.
Something like
Australia.
That.
Yeah, he's not even making their world or Hall of Fame because he's trash.
Yeah, so LeBron's taking the local YMCA team to the finals every year.
Yeah.
And MJ, six rings, it's hard to argue against that. You know, LeBron's a tank. Like, he's a tank. That man is a man.
Yeah, you don't mess with him.
Yeah. Some people could make the argument, I don't know how you can argue against it, he should be the MVP every year.
Yeah.
Like, he's taking your local beer league basketball team to the finals every year. Like, I don't know last year he wasn't in the finals.
Yeah, I think... Well, yeah, when's it even been? 2011, 12?
The year that the Lakers beat the Magic was the last year that they weren't. That
yeah.
He wasn't. Yeah, and
it's a long time.
Who even remembers that? Yeah, you know,
that's
so,
when Dwight Howard was good.
Yeah, which.
Yeah, which he's a trash can now, too. Yeah. So I don't know why he's still getting paid millions to run around out there. So, yeah, I don't think MJ could have done that. And, you know, people can say what they want about LeBron's overall record. How many times has he been there with nobody, no help? So that's my two cents there.
Mm-hmm. And he came back and won Cleveland a championship.
Yeah,
he did what he promised. Did.
The wristband. I promise he did it.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to wear that wristband anymore. Yeah, he's done.
So with that, like we said, we're cracking into speed round here. I'm gonna hand it over to old Mikey. Take it away.
Oh no! All right, speed round time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll start off kind of easy. Get your feet wet a little bit. Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Go-to meal in Chuck's?
Hamburgers. Cheeseburgers.
Ooh. Last song you listened to?
Lost It, Rich the Kid featuring Offset and Quavo.
There we go. First celebrity crush?
Oh, the girl from Zoe 101.
I don't even... Jamie Lynn Spears?
Yeah, dude, Jamie Lynn Spears. I love that show.
Is that Britney Spears' sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
How about going off the deep end? Name a primate besides monkeys and apes.
Is there a thing? I don't know.
Not including Bryce Hughes.
just because he's my dude, Kevin Zhang.
There we go. If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you accept it?
Oh, no. Smart. Can't trust him.
Smart. Are rats cute?
Only in Ratatouille.
These are phenomenal. Scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wiffle ball?
6.9.
Gosh.
If you had to play another sport besides baseball, what would you play?
Football, but I wouldn't be the best on the team.
What position?
In like a fantasy or real life?
Yeah, if you were playing football for the Cedarville Yellow Jackets.
Oh, well, first year I might be able to be the quarterback or like a slot receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with like receiver.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Have you ever tasted soap?
Yes.
How was it?
I would not recommend.
All right. Did you ever believe in Santa Claus?
For like 2 years.
Do those 2 years include currently?
Can neither confirm nor deny.
I like it. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk.
What's your hidden talent?
Oh, wow. I don't know if I have any. They're all out, wide out in the open. So I'm a good DJ, I guess.
All right. Favorite song to sing? Sing along to.
Oh, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Shout out to Max Miller.
Well, I know how we're ending this interview.
Oh, no.
Burrito or burrito bowl?
Are we doing Chuck's or are we doing Chipotle?
Oh, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Burrito.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy garlic?
1.
All right, so now we can neither confirm nor deny Riley might be a vampire.
Oh, this is true.
Now, have you ever stolen anything? A few more.
No. Well, I mean, from my teammates, but I've always given it back. So, borrowing, I guess.
Facts.
Yeah, facts.
What's the lamest dessert that you've ever had?
The lamest dessert was whatever I had at the etiquette dinner a couple nights ago. I mean that no disrespect to the business department, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
Fair enough.
Like the mousse kind of thing?
Yes, it was the mousse thing. Yeah, it wasn't bad, but I was just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I mean, I ate it, but it was in that weird like Reese cup bottom thing.
Yeah, I
couldn't get it because there was that, I wanted to get it, but there was like that red stuff on it.
Yeah, that was like red,
It was disgusting. That jello? What was that?
And then you had to eat it because they told you you had to eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I followed what the host did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's proper etiquette.
Yeah, proper etiquette. Yeah. Full circle.
All right, last question.
Let's do it.
Ask all of our listeners, did OJ do it?
Yes. Just hands down. He killed her.
Yep.
He killed her.
All right. There you go.
Add still another. Innocent, though, but he killed her.
Yeah.
All right. The juice is loose. Oh, that was good. That was nice.
He made it up on the spot, too. Yeah, that's the thing.
Never heard that.
All right. I said I knew how this was going to end, so why don't you take us out singing Country Roads.
Can I get some background music with it? Well, I don't know the words. I only know the chorus. I'm going to be honest. That's
here,
all I know.
You hold this.
Are you looking it up or do you want? I got it right here.
Max is going to... Oh, he's on it. Are you guys going with me? Or are we...
We'll come around.
We do like to actually lead, though.
Yeah, facts. This is tough. Lead. West Virginia. Yeah. Or are we just really knocking this whole thing out right now?
Right, we'll just keep going.
Right. Heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Like this old day. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains. Growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Call it.
Call it. There we go.
Thank you, Riley, for joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Loved every minute of it. This is the best thing I've done all week.
There we go. And it's good Thursday, too, so there's a lot of competition there.
A lot of stuff.
That's right. Lots of burgers and chucks.
Lots of burgers and chucks. See you guys in chapel tomorrow.
Yep.
Back row Baptist, baby.
Yeah, man.
All
right. That was mad fun, guys.
Big thanks again to Riley Landrum for coming on the episode this week. Be sure to catch our content dropping weekly every Friday morning on Spotify, iTunes, and many more platforms that we quite honestly didn't even know existed. And as always, remember to tee it high and let her fly.
Deuces.